you people in this room to know that Courtney Love, the lead singer of the sensational pop group Hole, is the best fuck in the world.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am 24. This is my podcast, 24's podcast. Another late one. Apologize for... I'll say this. All right. So, again, I'm on this absolute reading just grind here. I've read about a third of a 1,200-page book already. I would have read multiple books already this year if I didn't read such fucking gargantuan monsters. I'm 400 pages. You want to know how just interested I am in these books that I'm reading, specifically the Words of Radiance? I really was probably only supposed to get to like page 250, something like that, last couple of days. And I decided, I think last night, I was like, you know what, let me get to like 300 plus pages. Then it was like early this morning, or early technically last morning, I was like, let me read 200 pages, let me get to 400 pages, why not, and now I'm at like 404 pages, and even then, even after all of this reading, after all of the stuff that I've read, it just got super interesting with multiple characters. I was like, man, I gotta read more. When you hit a stride the way that I am hitting a stride, you don't want to break it. I'm on a fucking heater. And so, yeah, I'm juiced up. Hold on. I'm like, okay. I'm just looking at some stuff. I'm looking at part of the book. There's different parts to the book, and with each different part, you'll have different, like characters essentially be the main focus of the story. And so I'm looking at, because I'm at page 400, at 462, we get interludes, which are these really boring kind of sections of it. There's some good stuff in them at times, but really not really. But after the interludes, you get part three, which is the longest part in the book. It's like 400 pages, ironically enough, which is the amount of pages I've read. And then you get part four, the approach, and then part five. I'm reading Stormlight Archive, if you wondered. I still have not read a single page from David Goggins's book, and I cannot express this enough. I should have finished this book last week, but I got sidetracked with school and with the Words of Radiance. So yeah, I'm done. Oh, also, Persona 3 Reload came out today. I went to Walmart. I'm not buying another video game from Walmart again, a physical copy. or I'm not going to Walmart to buy physical copies of video games again. I went to Walmart today to get a physical copy because it was just for reasons. And so I go in, and this copy of the game is going, it's going to be bought, and then it's essentially going to be like shipped out to a video game grader, so that way it can, so that way he can essentially like appraise it, and it's worth more value. It's worth, it has more value, but also specifically because I kind of want this game, Persona 3, to be a collector's item for myself, because I'm a huge Persona fan, and that's kind of why I want it apprised and rated and stuff like that. And I get home, and I see this tear in the seam, and I'm like, you cannot fucking be serious that literally the copy of the fucking video game that I motherfucking bought literally has a tear in it. I was so annoyed, but hey, it's like at least I get to now play it. We'll listen to some Persona music as well on the podcast here tonight. I'm probably only going to have this be a short podcast because the reality is it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired. I'm going to wake up in a couple of hours to go to the gym and exercise because for the first time in literally a week, my back feels all right. So I'm like, let me go and work out. And also, I don't really have a lot to talk about. This is the Music Matters version of the podcast where we talk about music and stuff related to music. I mean, I talk about a lot of different stuff, to be honest with you. So, what do I got? We're going to listen to 21 Savage and we're going to talk about, oh God, Nicki Minaj's beef with Megan Thee Stallion. I'm going to lightly cover it and I'll start there. It's something that's just so very unfortunate with Nicki Minaj. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not the biggest Nicki Minaj fan. I have not really looked at her entire discography as an artist. I listened to some of her pop rap stuff. But overall, I have not really been that interested in listening to Nicki Minaj as an artist. It's like I'm lukewarm on her as an artist. And personally speaking, I kind of knew about the allegations that were being thrown her way. And not even allegations, but just like the horrendous behavior that her and her husband have displayed. But I kind of was just like, I don't already consume her music, so I'm not really going to comment on it. I'm not really somebody who's overly impassioned by this woman. So I'm not really going to like, I'm not really going to talk about somebody that I don't really care that much about. Until this year, she came out with an album with some tracks that I liked. I think it was Hot Pink 2. Oh, yeah, and she had a diss track for Megan Thee Stallion as well, right? That's what it's called, Hot Pink 2. She had some really fun tracks. I liked Everybody with Lil Uzi Vert. She had a song with J. Cole on it. She had some really, really, really awesome songs on it. And, of course, she had the Barbie song with Ice Spice. So Nicki Minaj, and which is ironic because I just saw the Barbie movie and I absolutely loved it. But Nicki Minaj has been on this, I don't know, this 10-year career in the rap game. And again, I don't really have that much of a grasp on her career because I haven't really been like paying attention to it, to be honest with you. But I do know this. This is quite unfortunate. Her fans are some of the most toxic and volatile fans and delusional fans I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. These motherfuckers will go out and dox people. Like, dox people in the sense of, like, they will look into someone's social media accounts. They'll go on their Twitter. They'll go on their Instagram. And they will find out where they live. They will find out their jobs, their phone numbers, their emails, any personal information that can essentially ruin their life. They will find that and then post that onto the internet with the intention of harassing them. And the worst part about it is that Nicki Minaj will then encourage that horrendous behavior, which is why I'm talking about Nicki Minaj right now. Because out of all of the celebrities, out of all of the artists, and there are some really, really fucked up shit that celebrities do, there's some really, really fucked up shit that artists do. Like, this thing kind of takes the fucking cake. There's other artists. Oh, and by the way, her husband, who she has multiple kids with, I think, right? She has multiple kids with this fucker. I don't know. I just Googled her and it doesn't say that she has kids. I think she does. But this guy, right, that she has multiple kids with, I think, is a registered sex offender. And she knew that. And she still married him. And she still had kids with him. It's just, like, I've kind of lightly known about it, but really haven't, like, again, it's like, I don't really talk about Nicki Minaj. I was excited to learn about her new album that she came out with. There was a lot of excitement for it. I stand by those comments about the art, but the artist themselves is a despicable person. So Nicki Minaj, right, doxes people or encourages the doxing of people, sleeps with a known registered sex offender and child predator. That Nicki Minaj gets into this beef with a great artist in Megan Thee Stallion, who seems to just not be able to catch any breaks here over the last couple of years. And I don't even know what the beef was. I think Megan Thee Stallion lightly referenced Nicki Minaj as an artist, and yeah, Nicki Minaj then goes on a 24-hour rant on Twitter and on Instagram, just saying diabolically malicious things about Megan Thee Stallion's mother, who is passed, and dumb Nicki Minaj fans have, again, are incredibly delusional, and they're like, well, if Megan Thee Stallion is going to talk about this child predator sex offender, then we get to talk about Nicki Minaj's dead mom. And I'm like, sorry, that's not how that works. That is extraordinarily, like, incredible levels of delusion. Like, delusion and cognitive dissonance that I have yet to see. I've very rarely seen. Like, when people want to be right, they're just going to essentially run and hide in their delusion, and they're never going to try and peer out into reality. I'm using a metaphor here. But they'll never look at reality, because if they even glance at reality, it'll shatter their whole perspective and their horrendous delusion that they're living under. It'll be like, wow, look at how fucking stupid I've been for the last X amount of time. Minutes, hours, days, months, years, whatever the case may be. They'll be like, wow, that was really stupid that I was that fucking delusional and applied so much cognitive dissonance to reality that, I mean, it'll make people's heads spin with how fucking in my own world I was. It's borderline like I was living in my own insane asylum that I concocted for myself. So yes, Nicki Minaj stans are horrendous. They have this god-awful phrase that they call themselves called the Barbs, I guess because they're Barbies or whatever. Nicki Minaj also has body shamed other people while also obviously having plastic surgery herself. Like, she'll shame other female artists for having plastic surgery when she was, like, one of the original kind of, like, innovators for being, like, okay, like, making it be okay for plastic surgery. But then she denied that she got plastic surgery for years and years and years until she had to get more plastic surgery because the old plastic surgery was starting to wear off. Again, not a very good person. And again, I didn't really follow a lot of this drama here. And so, for me personally, I love a lot of the female artists, the women artists that are coming up in the game today. And it seems as if Nicki Minaj takes shots at every single one of them. right? It's like, I remember I was watching an Anthony Fantano video about this. And again, I didn't know any of this drama. And he does a great job of breaking down this whole history of Nicki Minaj. And it's like a lot of the female artists that I like, whether it's Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B or Lotto, or, and like on and on and on, like Nicki Minaj has intrinsic problems with. Like the opposite is true of Taylor Swift. Like, could you imagine if Taylor Swift was like, I'm going to have my fans, my like very energetic, like if Taylor Swift, and I talked about this, I think yesterday or the day before or whatever, about this like ridiculousness around Taylor Swift and how weird lonely guys online are like bitching and moaning about Taylor Swift and saying she's ruining football and blah, 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 blah. And it's a psyop by Democrats and whatever the case may be. But if Taylor Swift ever did a tenth of what Nicki Minaj would be, her ass would be fucking raked over the coals. I have never seen Taylor Swift outwardly like be like, everybody go hate on this guy and da 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 da. Now, she has made music where she has shit on people before, like All Too Well, with where it's a song about Jake Gyllenhaal, but she has not gone out of her way and been like, harass this guy. And in time, she's kind of had to de-escalate certain things because her fans go over the top rope and dunk on people. Jake Gyllenhaal, how about you shut up about Taylor Swift when she makes Red? You know it's coming. You know that the backhand is fucking coming. She's a pimp. You're a hoe. She backhanded you like one because you were acting like a hoe. Act like a hoe. You get slapped like a hoe. In the words of many pimps, and Taylor Swift is one of the biggest. And so Jake Gyllenhaal is like, I don't understand why Taylor Swift is rehashing and da-da-da-da-da. Maybe it's because you were like 30 years old and she was 20 and you acted like you were 15. Grow up. Anyways, Nicki Minaj. She doesn't fuck with a lot of the women that I fuck with. Like Lotto, like Cardi B, like Megan Thee Stallion. Some of the biggest faces in contemporary hip-hop, she does not fuck with. And really, the advent of all of these like just gooberly popular hip hop artists really started with Cardi B. And Cardi B is queen to me, you know? She's queen. And when you have a problem with Cardi B, and Cardi B is really, really personable. Like I don't really see her getting into a lot of beefs with a lot of people. There's some bad people that get into beefs with Cardi B, like Selena Powell, this girl that I think cheated with Offset, or said that she cheated with Offset. Offset is Cardi B's husband or former partner, because their relationship is kind of up in the air, and it's not Cardi B's fault. It's because Offset cheats on her all of the fucking time. But Selena Powell, this girl who's like known for sleeping around with celebrities and then exposing those celebrities, either did cheat with Offset or didn't and then lied about it. Regardless, she essentially said that she had like a baby, or she was pregnant by Offset and she had a baby while Cardi B was pregnant. It was like the worst thing, and she lied about it all. She lied about the pregnancy. I don't know if she lied about the affair, but she lied about the pregnancy. And I was like, why the fuck would you do that to a pregnant lady? But yes, a lot of bad people. But Cardi B, super popular artist, bigger and better than anything Nicki Minaj has ever done in the history of her career. And she's a fantastic, I love Cardi B. And I feel like Nicki Minaj is jealous of a lot of the women that have come up and have had significantly better and more success. I mean, there is this huge wave that got started in spite of Megan Thee Stallion. Like, you'll see all of these artists working together. You'll see, I mean, like, the one of the biggest songs of the planet, WAP. You know, Wet Ass Pussy. I don't want to sound like Ben Shapiro. Wet Ass Pussy. Make that pull up game week. I kind of do sound like Ben Shapiro. But that song, WAP, went gangbusters. You know, Cardi B has a lot of songs, went gangbusters. Same thing goes with Megan. Again, they're super successful, talented artists. And it's like, it feels like Megan, not Megan, Nicki Minaj
is envious of their success because she either views herself as good, if not better, than those artists, and she just hasn't had that success. I remember I was happy for Nicki when she was on that song with Doja Cat, and she gets like a number one trending song on Billboard or whatever, like a number one charting song, and it's not even her song, it's Doja Cat's song. And I was like, hey, I'm happy for her as an artist, but that kind of showcases off her influence onto the industry. Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B really have had more influence over the last 10 years when it comes to female hip-hop than Nicki Minaj. Sorry, not sorry. It's a bit absurd. And then she comes out with this fucking dribble, this song, and I'm a little bit late to the party, I apologize, but I'm here. She comes out with this dribble that I listened to for 2 minutes called Bigfoot, and I was just like, God. And you want to know what fucking pisses me off about Nicki Minaj? She said, she was talking a little bit of shit about Billie Eilish. She said, you know, when Billie Eilish dyes her hair and stuff like that, people think that that's okay. But when I do it, people think that it's not okay. And I was like, okay, so Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B both wear wigs. They both dye their hair. Okay. Before, like, in and around the time that she was popping, it was like Katy Perry was doing either similar shit or different shit. I mean, I don't even remember when Nicki Minaj really came onto the scene, but like, and I know she's talking about female rappers, but technically she's also talking about pop stars because she mentioned Billie Eilish. And I was like, bro, you're not the only artist that uses wigs and dyes her hair. Especially not a female artist. Like, if we're just talking about women, you're not the only women or woman, singular, not plural, that has dyed her hair and or worn wigs or hair extensions. You're not the only one. There's plenty of girls that have done that. There's plenty of girls that still do that. There's girls right now, like Ice Spice and Lotto, that literally do that exact same thing and have no issues. But when it's Nicki Minaj, she has issues because she is a problematic person. Again, I liked her album, her new album, Hot Pink. But terrible person. Horrendous person. I now understand why people are not juiced up. Why, like, some people were not juiced up about the album. Because they're like, we don't like this person. Because she's a terrible person. Anyways. Oh, by the way, there's always been this divide, right? Between male hip-hop artists and female hip-hop artists, right? Men and women. There's always been this divide. And the, like, essentially, the implication, the underlying subliminal message has been that men are the better hip-hop artists and women are not. I would argue that there's women that are rapping today and argue that there were women that were rapping, you know, yesterday and the day before and 10 years ago and 20 years ago. Like, what was it? The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is like one of the greatest hip hop artists, not artists, excuse me, but albums of all time. It really is. It's like top 10. And so she doesn't get enough credit, by the way. And so you have, I think for a very long time and even today, you have this perspective that women artists cannot keep up with men. I would argue that there's, again, women artists that are keeping up with men and that in a lot of ways have surpassed male artists when it comes to the quality of the content. I think some of those women are some of the women that I just named. Cardi B, Lotto, Megan Thee Stallion. At times, Ice Spice. I gotta listen to more of her music. But I'll listen to Nicki Minaj's albums and I'll listen to some of Nicki Minaj's tracks and I'll listen to some of her music. And I loved Hot Pink too. And I'm just like, is she jealous? I don't know. It just feels desperate what she's doing. It just feels like she has a lot of problems. And she just does not know how to deal with them. Here's Bigfoot. We'll listen to all 4 minutes of it and we'll kind of move on.
Been trio, been doing it, been at it.
Your flow is such a bore. Drinking a bottle of honey through a straw. Then she really stopped the dialogue. So I hit call and buy a catalog. Sigh. How you fucking mother man when she died? How you gonna get a king that can't cry?
She's talking about her mom in this.
Bob, big foot, but you still a small fry. Swearing on your dead mother when you lie. And yo, this little begging whore talking about Megan's Law. For a free beat, you can hit Megan Raw. If you a ghost, spider party in Megan Jaw. Shot stone, but I still ain't let Megan saw. Bad bitch, she like 6 foot. I call her Bigfoot. The bitch fell off, I said, get up on your good foot. Still ain't top red ruby. Trying to steal a source, I said, get up on my cookbook.
By the way, hold on. She has some vicious bars in here that are like, okay, I get it for a rap beef, you know. The talking about Megan Thee Stallion's dead mother, like, isn't necessarily, like, I would say, inappropriate thing to go after, especially when, again, her husband is a sexual predator. But you can say, like, yes, Megan Thee Stallion sleeps around with a lot of people and turn that into an insult and da-da-da-da-da. Fine, sure. Okay. What's up with the Bigfoot thing? Right? Like, Megan, like, I don't see it as, like, it's kind of like a playground insult. It's like, that's all you have? That's it? That's it? I haven't heard Megan Thee Stallion's response, if she is going to respond. Nicki Minaj is psychotic. By the way, again, Nicki Minaj had a psychotic rant for like 24 hours straight on Instagram and on Twitter. You can, like, look up people's videos on it and stuff like that. Let me see if this is it. I mean, this is something. This is like an Instagram live. Hold on. Let me see.
You guys deserve it. You do.
Yeah, this you is do. Her.
You do. But you know what? Your first mistake is thinking that you were dealing with Nikki.
Again, this is like a part of her psychotic rant that she did for like 24 hours.
So, if that Roc Nation brunch got you feeling like you could talk about my family, and I have a 3-year-old innocent child.
Again. Right? Again, this is her fucking choice to have a fucking kid with a sexual predator, right? The kid isn't at fault here. It is her and her bum-ass husband's mistakes, excuse me. Not even mistakes are the best way to describe it, but it's their bum-ass decisions, right? To have a kid, or technically it's her bum-ass, dumb-ass decision to have a child with a sexual predator. And her son is 3. They got married in 19. And he was long convicted of these crimes, like years ago. So again, she's known about this. She still chooses to have him as a husband and have a kid with him. But continuing court.
Have had my home swatted twice with guns drawn. They magically, no one seemed to find the person. Play with Papa at your own risk. Okay? Because when it comes to my child, you're going to get a different person. Okay? And I'm going to say it again for the people in the back. I dare you. And like I said, for all of my supporters, man, you have a blessed, prosperous, healthy, filled with love life. This woman clearly was jealous.
Oh, wait, there we
from
go.
The moment. You could see it on the live. I was so confused. And I have the text messages, bitch. Because I spoke to you about it via text. Saying, because look, this is how vicious she is. She also commented she commented on like an Instagram post saying something again about me drinking liquor. And I was like, hey, like I told you, don't say that. Da, 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 da.
For some weird reason, it's getting sped up. I don't know why.
Like, I wasn't drinking liquor. And so why are you saying that? So it was all odd, very odd. And I have the text messages in my phone, Bigfoot. Girl, get the fuck. You getting blocked. Ugly. He was an ugly hoe.
And that's kind of where we'll stop with this weird Instagram Live thing. Oh, boy. And we'll kind of continue forward with her song. Oh, my gosh. And more. We only got 50 seconds in. Here's more.
P-R-T-T-Y, but I'm P-E-T-T-Y. Why did you lie about your lipo? Fucking your best friend, man, is crazy. You the type, though.
You was lying to the queen and you been lying to the king. Yeah, the 30-year-old team so stale. Kylie kicked you out and made you stumble to the car. Bob's, I need a good alcohol bar. Roman, wait, that was the bar. Like a bodybuilder, I keep raising the bar. Fuck you, get shot with no scar.
This little piggy toxic, somebody adopt it.
Shimmy me dark like chocolate.
What the fuck am I listening to, man? What the fuck am I listening to? All right, I got it. Like, when I think of hip-hop artists that are absolute monsters, that are going out and fucking, you know, that are just angry at people and are like, I'm going to lyrically murder you and stuff like that. At other times, it's like, I will actually murder you. Like when I think of an artist's diss track, I know this is one of the best diss tracks of all time, but this is what I think of. Why isn't it playing? Give me like 5 seconds. iTunes, you are really... Oh my gosh, I don't understand sometimes. Hold on. Here we go, finally. Jesus Christ. All right, when I think of diss tracks, people getting lyrically murdered, this is what I think of.
I ain't Suck got ass. No motherfucker. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to
anger, passion, resentment, hate. This is a beef. This is real. We are going to come after you, and we may lyrically and actually murder. And granted, Tupac's Hit 'Em Up is one of the most iconic, legendary songs in all of hip-hop. I understand it. It's not fair to compare Nicki Minaj to such a great, when she's not. However, the point still stands. Energy, passion, resentment, hate, lyrics. Like, the cool cross about this song is that it is not only expressive of those emotions, but it is a well-crafted song as well. There's the chorus. What's the chorus? I can't think about the chorus and actually listen to the song. Who shot you, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Brother, I hit him up. It's like, it's a great hook, right? Turn it up. Can I listen to it again? Here we go. Call the cops when you see Tupac.
Who shot me, but your pumps didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, I hit him up.
Like, it's not only... The reason why this song has had the staying power that it's had is that, once again, great. It's emotional. It's evocative of anger and hate and vitriol and poison and venom. But it's also a great song. It really is. This is what I get today. By the way, hold on. I mean, I shouldn't have even played Hit 'Em Up. You want to know what another great, great, like, rap beef was? It was the Eminem and MGK rap beef. Let me go. MGK, Rap Devil. It was like, that was a really, really fun little beef for like a hot minute. Even though, of course, MGK got absolutely murdered. It was like, oh, this is fun. But still, like, MGK put up a better fight than Nicki Minaj is putting up. Regardless of how you feel about his music.
Oh my god, Ronnie.
Hey, somebody grab him some clippers. His fucking beard is weird. Tough talk from a rapper paying millions for security a year. I think my dad's gone crazy. Yeah, Haley, you right. Dad's always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic. You sober and bored, huh?
I know.
I'm about to be 46 years old, dog. Talking about, I'ma call up Trick Trick. Man, you sound like a bitch, bitch. Man up and handle your shit. Mad about something I said in 2012. Took you 6 years and a surprise album just to come with a diss. Homie, we get it. We know that you're the greatest rapper alive. Fucking dweeb, all you do is read the dictionary and stay inside. Fuck rap god, I'm the rap devil. Come a bare face with a black shovel like the Armageddon. When the smoke settle, his body next to this instrumental. I'm saying, I'm sick of-
Right? So, by the way, MGK, shout out to him, because he's literally one of the only people to actually have a response to Eminem, unlike Joe Budden. But here's Eminem's response to MGK's response about Eminem's diss on MGK, among others.
You sound like a bitch, bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
Your fans become your haters.
You done?
Beard,
all right.
Yelling at the mic.
Weird.
I'm
doing this
yelling
once.
At the mic.
Rihanna just hit me on a text. Last night I left hickeys on her neck. Wait, you just dissed me? I'm perplexed. Insult me in a line, compliment me on the next. Damn, I'm really sorry you want me to have a heart attack. Was watching 8 Mile on my Nauta track. Realized I forgot to call you back. Here's that autograph for your daughter. I wrote it on a starter cap. Stan, son, listen, man, dad isn't mad, but how you gonna name yourself after a damn gun and have a man bun? Giant smoke, eyes open, undeniable, supplying smoke, got the fire stoke. Say you got me in a scope, but you grazed me. I say one call the Interscope and you Swayze. Your reply got the crowd yelling, woo. So before you die, let's see who could out-petty who with your corny lines.
Slim,
your
old
Al Kelly, ooh, but I'm 45 and I'm still outselling you. By 29, I had 3 albums that it blew. Now let's talk about something I don't really do. Going in someone's daughter's mouth, stealing food. But you're a fucking molehill, now I'ma make a mountain out of you. Woo! Ho, chill, acting like you put the chrome barrel to my bone marrow. Gonna bitch, you ain't a bow and arrow. Say you run up on me like a phone bill. Spraying lead, playing dead, that's the only time you hold still.
Are you eating cereal or oatmeal? What the fuck's in the bowl, milk? Wheaties or Cheerios? Cause I'm taking a shit in them, Kelly. I need reading material. Dictionary.
Yo, Slim, your last 4 albums suck. Go back to recovery. Oh, shoot, that was 3 albums ago. What do you know? Oops. Know your facts before you come at me, little goof. Luxury, oh, you
I mean, he just keeps going on and on and on and on and on a lyrical homicide against Machine Gun Kelly. Like, again, Machine Gun Kelly's response was really good. MGK's response to Machine Gun Kelly's response to Eminem's response to Machine Gun Kelly's response to Eminem's original diss of Machine Gun Kelly is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. This is what I get from Nicki Minaj.
Ass bitch clinch.
Yeah, sorta like French.
They got you all them Grammys, but your flow still a no. With a fiasco, Lupe, Future Man, you pack.
It's like you can't criticize Megan Thee Stallion's flow when you're coming up with this bullshit. This Bigfoot bullshit. Come on, bro. Come on, man.
She wanna party with the baby while rubbing a Tory toupee.
I guess she needed money bags for them Trey songs. She cheat easy. Car made a call for.
Yo, why the fuck they poke the monster? Fucking with Nicki this year, ho, I'm coming like a porn star.
She was mad that no nigga ever loved her. No nigga gonna stand 10 toes behind her. Is it my fault I got good vagina? Why the fuck is you humping on a minor? Cause she was lying and I did mama.
That line about how Megan Thee Stallion apparently, I guess, twerk. I don't know if she did or not. But it's just like, bro, that's something that you literally did as well, Nicki Minaj. Like, you literally did the exact same thing that you're accusing Megan Thee Stallion of. And the whole, like, you're humping on a minor. It's like, bro, you are married to a sexual predator. You understand where I'm coming from, right? Like, her bars, lyrically, do not make sense. Or not lyrically, but, like, I don't know, like, realistically, they don't make sense. We're done listening to Nicki Minaj. I can't stand Nicki Minaj. Oh, gosh. I gotta listen to something good. Something great. Sorry. Let me pull it up. Gotta listen to something good. This is... We're not really going to listen to a whole bunch of songs from the Persona 3 Reload soundtrack because I think a lot of it is great. And I maybe not a lot of it. I haven't listened to actually a lot of it. I've listened to some tracks, some songs. Definitely not enough, to be honest with you. But this has been and still is like one of my favorite songs off of the album. It's just like it's buried deep in... This video, here it is. But this is one of my favorite songs, Changing Seasons. It's the Reload version of it. Persona 3 Reload is a new remaster of the original video game Persona 3. It's called Persona 3 Reload. They essentially remade the entire game from the ground up. New voice actors, new combat, new action, all that good stuff. It is a shockingly small video game. Like, considering that all of these next generation games are like hundreds of gigabytes long, this game came in at like 26 gigabytes. I was like, what the fuck? I'm used to having these games be 100 gigabytes. And it's just like, this one's like, nope, only 26. I was like, cool. But this song, Changing Seasons, was on the original soundtrack. There's some new version. This is the new version of it. There's been a lot done to make it, in my opinion, significantly better than the original. But what? Oh yeah. I was like, how did it go? Hold on. This was the original one. Let me pull up the original one. Let me get it really fast. Hold on. Here it is. Here's the original Changing Seasons. We'll only listen to a little bit of it. When you listen to this song, you're like, man, this is a really, really good song, right? This is really good. It's really fun. A lot of great moments on it, et cetera, right? How can this song that's super good, super clean, especially if you played the original game and you're attached to it emotionally, how can this song get better? Let me show you how. Oh my gosh. I love this version of it. It's so much better. It's so much cleaner. If you couldn't tell, the piano is a lot bolder, crisper, warmer, louder, more clear. So much great stuff in the song. The vocals they added in at the climax of the song, it just fits so much better. They have the original horns as well. It's just such a much better version of it as well. There's a part two. We'll listen to it. And then it can just keep on going on and on and on. Right. I just wanted to play that song. All right. 21 Savage time. So many great tracks off of the new Persona soundtrack. God, man. I got to talk about this. So, again, super into reading. I get YouTube videos recommended to me because I'm reading a bunch of books and things of that nature. And it's like, I'm like, I get this video recommended to me by this, I'm not going to say who this person is, but this YouTuber that is into like books and stuff like that as well. But the books she's into are very like religious based books. Now, I'm a Christian myself. I cannot stand Christians because of some of the weird shit that they do, which is like, it's ironic. It's just like, oh, you can't stand the people in your religion? Yes. Yes, I cannot, unfortunately. And so this is why, right? So this girl, in like one of her books, she recommends, or in what I was watching one of her like 2023 recommendation lists or whatever it's called. And in that list, she has this book by this author who wrote a book. And this is so fucking weird. Who wrote a book about like child upbringing and how women should act in marriages and stuff like that. And this girl recommends these books. And I'm like, these books sound like, and I don't know why I just decided to Google them, but I decided to Google them. And these books that she's recommending are books that have been like linked to the deaths of children, because the child rearing books that that were written by this specific author, I forgot who it was they essentially probably, I think they, I don't, I've never read the books, but they probably had like corporal punishment be a part of them. Apparently it was like some of the people that actually read the books talked about some of the abusive behavior that the author recommends for children. Like if a child had like let's say you have a 2-year-old or a 1-year-old and they keep on like, you know, soiling themselves because they're children and they don't really know any better, or they're babies, right? Like what the author recommends you do is to leave them in their dirty diapers to teach them not to like essentially poop and pee on them. But it's just like they're babies. They don't know any better, right? Or to like hose them off with a hose. So again, like not great parental recommendations. And so this girl recommends this author and to her audience. And she like reads this clip from the book, and I was like, dude, you're a psychopath. You're a fucking psychopath. And so, of course, I now have to watch a 48-minute video of her talking about the Bible chapter Exodus, not because I'm going to enjoy it, but because I'm a psychotic person, and I have to see the psychopathy that this person is going to exhibit in the next 48 minutes. Why am I talking to you about this person? Because I find this person's inability to like see reality and to try and justify like terrible decisions, I find it hilarious and interesting. So that's why I'm going to watch this video. Maybe not all 48 minutes, but just parts of it where I'm just like, oh my God, this person is ridiculous. Click. I'm now off. I now clicked off of her video. I'm trying to also find one of these tabs. I also learned how to moonwalk today by watching these two guys do the Men in Black dance. Yes, I'm about to play it. Hold on. Or not, they didn't do the Men in Black dance. They were doing a dance based off of the Men in Black song. You know, the here comes the Men in Black. Da, da, dunna, dun, won't let you defend. Won't let you remember. What's that song? There's like a song that I think Will Smith sampled from that song. I forgot what it was. It doesn't matter, but anyways, here's, oh God, I love the Men in Black song. I mean, everybody does.
Let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce it with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take
that phrase.
And that's where the TikTok ends. But I was like, I was jamming to that for like an hour straight because I was like, ooh, I like this. I like this a lot. We're only going to listen to one 21 Savage song. It's going to be Red Rum by 21 Savage. UK born, Atlanta raised 21 Savage. He was on Shannon Sharpe's podcast. I'm not really that big into 21 Savage. I do like the song Glock in My Lap. I do like that song a lot. But I'm not really that big into his style of rap. I am hoping that the day that I have to listen to artists that are inspired by Drake or 21, I hope for those days to end very quickly because I'm tired of listening to the same trite shite. But I mean, I don't know. If I like this song, I'll listen to another song, but I do not have a high tolerance for 21 Savage. But I do, I did want to talk about him because he did come up with a new album. So I was like, we'll listen to it. 21 Savage, Red Rum, coming up next.
You don't think big yards, man, I'm in big hats. Posh touch, drinking tea in Buckingham Palace. Big Ben and black cabs. Them telephone buses, you know, love to take pictures and shit. Love you for English brekkie and all of that. But nah, bro. Let me tell you something. That's just what they show you, innit? That's not what we see. That ain't the bits.
This is also a music video, so... It's a music video, so it'll have some weird shit in it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Want it all, I won't leave a breadcrumb. Bitch, what I thought a nigga said some. Thought a nigga said some. G-Block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. G-Block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. Nigga, all we know is... It's a May, 32 shots in a K, in a K. Marathon, I really run an A, run an A. Say you touch me, houseway, houseway. Graveyard, that's what I'll stay, I'll stay. Hypnotized, they do what I say, what I say. 21 niggas don't play, don't play. My Glock Gen 5 said hey, said hey. Take my chopper everywhere that's.
All right, I gotta talk about this. I get it now. And Anthony Fantano talked about how he hates this kind of like sleepy, like I'm half asleep while I'm rapping approach to rap. It depends on the temperament. It depends on the song. It's supposed to be like this laid back, chill vibe and stuff like that. I'm like, bro. And some people are like, I tune into 21 Savage to get this style of rap. I don't like it. I don't like it. And it's more specifically, it's like the tone that he's setting with his tempo, his vocal inflections, just like the tone of the song does not match the content of the song. Like him talking about murdering people and being like, all we see is red rum, red rum, red rum. Da-da-da. Like, it's just like, where's the energy? Where's the passion? It sounds like you're faded on a Percocet right now. Like, what is going on? Granted, this Glock in my lap.
Stop planning.
This has a similar effect, but it doesn't like. It doesn't have like I don't know. It's similar, but it's not the exact same. Here's a little bit of Glock in my lap.
Making M in my sleep, straight up. Sound team breaking out a P.
Oh, I know why it's different. Because he actually is energized. Like, he's sleepily energized. He's like, he's rapping fast. He's a little, it sounds like he's awake. And he's awake at the wheel. He's not sleeping at the wheel.
18 starts selling hard with little B. $100, 3-5 a whip from D.
Round out.
Glenwood tank on E. All about the money, I ain't never smoked weed.
Cool,
young niggas still take your cheese. Pussy. Not mine, this bitch for us. The gang is what I trust. Shredder. Don't argue, we don't fuss. Shredder. No talking, he get touched. Shredder. I can't smoke my ox, oh God. Cause all my ox is dust. Pussy, he think he the battery. We call him Elon Musk. Pussy.
Oh. right? Like, really, really fun track. He's explosive. He's meticulous in his description of his murderous and homicidal ways and manner. And it's a really fun song. This is what I get. This is what I get.
Get your ass out the car, you giving trade, giving trade. We've been spinning through they hood all day, all day. Niggas say they outside, okay, okay.
I'm going to rewrite a little bit. 21 Savage is a known former drug dealer that brought a gun to his school and got kicked out of the county that he went to school with. Like, he couldn't go back. He couldn't go to school in the county that he lived in because of just the offenses that he had had. And so he is a very dangerous person. With that being said, can you believe that a guy that brought a gun to school when he was in middle school was a known drug dealer, like had known criminal activities? Can you believe that that guy is this guy?
Spinning through they hood all day, all day. Niggas say they outside, okay, okay. I can't let a bitch play me no way, no way. You a duck if you believe a hoe say, ho say. She got way more bodies than my okay, okay. My little brother beat his body, OJ, OJ.
Like, I feel like it's like this song is about like this style of hip hop is like, I gotta show off how cool I am by essentially showing off how little effort, or appearing to show that I put in little effort into my songs, right? By having this, like, very, very monotone, like, okay, okay, like vibe to it. Instead of being a little bit more impassioned, I'm going to be very, very monotoned and very, very half asleep, and I'm just going to be, you know, I'm just going to speak kind of soft-spoken and things of that nature, or not even really that soft-spoken. I'm just going to kind of, like, have some of this drawl and, you know, so, like, I don't understand it. It's just, does he, honest to God, is he drinking like an incredible amount of lean when he gets into the studio and he's just like swaying back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, because he is so faded on the sauce that he is literally unable to stand on his own two feet without almost falling over, and that explains why he sounds like this? Like, why does he sound like this?
Talking about they lit on the flame. Pussy. That little boy mascot, he ain't game. Pussy. Watch out, half $1 million in his plane. Pussy. I don't go through TSA to get on plane. Pussy. You get pussy with our head, then you lame. Pussy. She knew I was leaving before I even came. Pussy. Two revolvers on my waist, John Wayne. Pussy. Smack niggas, then I get on live insane.
I can't believe him. I can't believe that he is a gangster. This does not sound like a song that a gangster would make. And he is a gangster. He is a drug dealer. Let me try and find a different song. I want a better song. I want a better song. Lil Durk, Metro Boomin. I already listened to that song. I don't think I like that song. He had a song with Doja Cat. I don't think I'm going to like that song either. The songs with like the most views are the songs with like features that I'm like, I'm probably not gonna like that song. Okay, here we go. Prove It, I think, with Summer Walker. 21 Savage.
Yeah, wow. I'm pulling up wacky in Greece. I came a long way from the east. She leaving her cream on the sheets. My brother say he want a niece. When I'm with you, it's a safe space. Baby, you bringing me peace. You know how I get in the streets. Ain't none of it shallow, it's deep. Yeah. I wanna cuddle for weeks. Your mama don't think that you innocent. I know you turn into a freak. Don't really care about your exes. Whatever it is, it can be. They playing, I'm making them see. I know you swinging on hoes by the D. I had to comb out the dreads. She fell in love with the braids. Got a bitch, she cooking clean, and she a lot of decays.
I was feeling this track. I liked how it started. I liked the sample. I just wish he put a little bit more passion into his vocals. I really do. I like, this is a song about the first 50 seconds of it, at the very least. It's a song about this girl that he likes, that he's with, and et cetera, et cetera. And he's in a relationship of some type with her that he likes and she likes. And he seems, to whatever extent you can be committed to a woman while being sexually promiscuous. But like, this song to me is not impassioned enough, you know? Like, he's just trying to essentially pass the song off as like nonchalance. I'm like, just put something into it. Put a little bit more soul in it. Where's the fucking soul? Where's the fucking heart? Where is it? Because it, like, I like the lyric, I like the actual like words that he is saying. I just do not like the delivery of the words that he is saying.
Nobody got me in the days. It don't matter the look, you get slayed. Her face card never decline. Man, fuck all that makeup, you fine. Better tell all them niggas you mine. She a dollar way more than a dime. When I'm with you, I get nervous. It gotta be love, it's a sign. Yeah, I don't care where we going, I'm rhyme. Fuck what you bring to the table, cause bae, you the table, I'm eating, let's dine.
You know you my baby, you know you my twin. If they disrespect me, then it's coming to an end. If them niggas play with me, we know that you gon' send. Baby, if only you knew how much I do love you, how much I do trust you. I pray these hoes don't make me up to prove it.
You need a nigga to mold you, you need a nigga to hold you. He a little boy and I told you. Why you keep looking for closure? Hit Eliante and Froza. Nice.
So disappointing. It's just so disappointing. I like a lot of what he's saying here. I don't mind this track at all. It's just like, bro, like, anything else? Anything, like, any fucking emotion that you can imbue into this song? Like, he's starting to get a little bit more, like, the tempo of his delivery is starting to get a little bit faster, but it's just like, it's just so sad to listen to this song, because it's just, I get what he's doing, I really do, I like what he's doing, it's just, I would want to see 21 Savage as an artist be emotional, and see how his music is then and there. Because I like a lot of this song. It's just, I don't like his delivery of it. It sucks. It really does. I don't want to listen to another song, because I'm going to essentially say the exact same thing or something. I don't, it's like, I don't want to listen to his popular songs, because they have features that I'm not going to like. Anyways. I'm peacing out. I'm exhausted. I'll see you not Sunday, not Monday, but Tuesday for Super Bowl week. I'm tired. I'll see you Tuesday, 24's podcast.